The biggest change that we are focusing on at the moment is this idea of approval of management plans. We would very much like to be not only involved in the implementation, the development and implementation of the management plans, but also the approval of those management plans. We see that as fundamental due to the lack of engagement and the lack of analysis around the cultural space today. So simply, at a minimum, we would like to see the consent conditions changed so we have approval of those management plans. And this is, again, due to a lack of engagement, a lack of any trust in the relationship, a lack of recognition of our status, both from a legislative point of view, as I said earlier, but also as a cultural entity within this area that has been around here for 1,000 years. This may seem a little bit different to ask for approval of management plans, but we believe, as a settled iwi, we'd very much like to explore the idea of what sort of status our Settlement Act actually gives us in this region as an authority and have the ability to approve management plans. We'd be very welcome to explore that further in courts, I suppose. It'd be nice to test that out. We'd also like to see an engagement strategy formalised and signed prior to, well, I'd like to see it signed prior to this hearing finishing. We'd like to see some sort of cultural impact assessment. We'd like to be involved in the governance and operational matters going forward as well, hence the additions that we made to their draft consent conditions. And we're also believe that being in in an environment or a region that has a settled iwi, we should be equally involved in the development of this region as a treaty partner, just the same as every other government entity. That's it for now. Thanks. Happy to answer any questions. Just
Thank
I'd
you.
like to remind you that there's not a lot of cultural evidence for me to answer questions on.
Yeah, no, kia ora. Thank you.
Kia ora, Dr. Proctor.
Kia
E
ora.
mihi tonu ana ki a koe. Te māngai o rangitāne, te iwi e tātai tonu ana ki te wako kura haupo. Nā reira, tēnā koe. Thanks very much for your original submission. There was actually quite a lot of, I wouldn't say cultural evidence, but certainly a lot of questions raised in that initial submission, which we were, of course, all waiting with bated breath to find responses to in the cultural values assessment that never appeared on the scene, although it was referred to in the AEE. And we were hoping and expecting to have that during the course of the hearing to be able to, you know, develop a deeper understanding of how cultural issues are going to be addressed through this process. So it's been pretty difficult to be operating in a vacuum of information around cultural effects. And but I do understand the position that you've explained to us today that you're in. We have heard an evidence from KiwiRail that iwi engagement was initiated very early on in the process and that consultation has been ongoing, perhaps somewhat sporadic, but it has been consistent and ongoing. That doesn't seem to accord with what you've told us.
Well, I presented the timeline there of when we actually had specific points of engagement.
Yes.
There has been informal communication, backwards and forwards, nothing substantial, nothing which would advance an engagement plan, nothing would be considered an engagement plan from our point of view, to the point that we took the initiative to send the KiwiRail a memorandum of partnership and essentially an engagement plan that we have used elsewhere with the NZTA and other agencies as well. And that was sent early 2021.
So these things have been on the table, obviously, for a long time. I mean, they're not – okay. So I did want to clarify that because I wondered whether discussions around the formalisation of the relationship had only occurred within the context of the mana whenua engagement framework, which is being proposed as a condition on the consent, which you would have had discussions with KiwiRail over the last couple of weeks about. But I'm hearing from you that, you know, the initiative came originally from you very early on for some formalisation of the relationship going forward.
Yeah, I think there would have been some informal approach. A lot of the informal approaches actually did come from Rangatahi in late 2020,
yeah,
after the ministerial announcement. We were, I have to say that, you know, we were heavily vested in the project with the multi-criteria analysis workshops early on. We participated in those, we provided reports,
yes,
provided analysis, and then nothing.
So what happened with the cultural values assessment? Was it?
We have never been engaged or contacted to provide one.
Okay, so the initiative came from Rangitane to KiwiRail?
We would think that's the standard process, yeah. But just never eventuated.
So, okay.
We thought KiwiRail would be much more proactive in developing an engagement plan as well as a cultural values
yes.
plan early on,
yeah.
Which seems to be standard practice nowadays.
Yes.
However, none of that eventuated, and it's, you know, I cannot tell you why.
Mm. Well, thank you for that.
But I mean, should be rectified, and it needs
yes,
to happen.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I was going to ask, because we got the impression, hearing the evidence from KiwiRail last week, I certainly got the impression that the iwi had sort of moved on from the idea of providing a cultural values assessment and now had a preference for a more direct method of input and involvement in the project right through the design stage through to implementation and beyond.
I think, I cannot speak for KiwiRail, but we have been open and willing to engage throughout the whole process or throughout the whole time. Sure, I understand that there have been challenges with COVID and lockdowns and stuff like that, but yeah, we have been open and willing to participate in a process to develop an engagement plan,
yeah.
to develop or provide the cultural values and information that's required. But it just hasn't eventuated from KiwiRail's end, I suppose.
Okay.
And I think there is a confusion over, should be very easy, over engaging with Tuiwi. I mean, there's Rangatahi and Kaupapa in the space, and over the last 6 months or so, from our point of view, there's been an understanding of how to deal with Tuiwi or Tuiwi separately or as a group, but that's not for us to, that's not our job to sort that out for KiwiRail. We've been quite clear that we're Rangatahi. We're a distinct group. We have a specific process. We've provided information. We've provided draft engagement documents. If KiwiRail wants to do individual agreements or joint agreements, that's up to them. But we've heard no information whatsoever around this space. Not until recently, in the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
I'd like to also point out that, you know, we have not been involved. A lot of our initial, in our submission, a lot of our information or relief is actually based around Te Manawatawai, recognition of our connections to the environment,
yep.
recognition to the archaeological potential in that area. Yet we have not been engaged by the archaeologist or the ecologist for this project. We have not been engaged really by any of the other experts, I suppose, to supply any supporting information in their analysis either.
That's interesting because, I mean, all of the key witnesses whom you would have expected to have taken into account cultural values all expressed that was a gap for them in their analysis, and that no attempt had been made to provide any sort of assessment without having the right cultural expertise.
It's strange that many of those experts know us through other processes and know us quite well, yet they didn't approach us through this.
Yes, well,
either.
I guess there are a number of ways in which we could read that, but that is the evidence that was presented to us. So I'm interested to understand how it is that you would like to be engaged in this process going forward, and to what extent you are seeking relief from the panel by way of conditions, for instance, and to what extent you might be negotiating your own agreements with KiwiRail outside of this process.
We've provided, as I said, you know, we've provided KiwiRail with an engagement process and a memorandum of partnership, a plan to move forward. We have not entered in any discussions around it. For us, that is still where we're at, basically a memorandum of partnership which was applied to them in early 2021. But we've also reiterated to them that we're quite happy to come to a group meeting with other iwi as well and participate in those forums.
Yes.
It's unfortunate, I think it was just from memory. I can provide the exact dates if you want. There was one scheduled for July, I think.
Yes.
Unfortunately, our representatives couldn't make it.
Yeah, I think we have got that schedule.
Yeah, so there is a schedule of upcoming. We've said we're quite happy to participate in that. But I think for this very formal process, we are seeking more. We would like an engagement strategy finalised a lot earlier. But I think going through this process with the lack of what, as you know, the lack of cultural values, the lack of cultural information, we're seeking something quite high level, I suppose, or something quite substantial around the consent conditions that have been presented. And that is the approval of management plans going forward. So not only should the City Council approve those management plans, but we believe that they should be approved by Rangatahi and Manawatū as well. And that's just it's really a reaction to the fact that we don't have that relationship, we don't have that trust with the organisation, which is essentially, from our point of view, a Crown entity, where we do have a settlement with the Crown, where we say we are going to work on a high level with the Crown and ministers. And yet, at this lower level, we don't seem to have that same relationship, that same engagement, which is part of our legislation. So the changes to the consent conditions that we put forward is to strengthen that engagement process, but also to strengthen our ongoing participation in this development.
Okay. So if we were to, if there was to be a condition imposed on the NOR along the lines that you provided, and I haven't had a chance to have a look at
that. Yeah, sorry for not printing it off.
That's okay, because we'll get a copy of that presentation, won't we?
I think, B, 32B, involvement in preparation, approval and implementation of management plans, which in particular must have a minimum cover water quality impacts on waterways, regular monitoring of waterways to be carried out in partnership with Manawa Whenua and adaptive management strategies to reduce water quality issues if agreed standards are not.
Right. Okay. Yes. And is that, I think I need to strengthen my glasses, but is that based on the original proposed condition?
That's their proposed conditions, 30 to 32.
Okay, got you.
And we've just added some
additional some stuff
bits
to it
in there.
Okay. So I take it then from a, as a matter of principle, you're okay with the idea of imposing a condition or addressing the potential adverse cultural impacts from this development via a condition.
That's a really good question. I think while this process will continue with designing consent conditions, I think between finalisation of your process and creation of these consent conditions, we do need to rapidly get a cultural value assessment undertaken.
Yes.
And also a cultural impact assessment to determine where the key impacts are going to occur.
Yes.
I know it's probably impossible to say, let's get it done before the hearing closes.
Yeah. do you think